Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Back before smartphones and social media and all that other stuff, you had internet relay chat.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
These were primitive chat rooms where you just picked a username and boom, you could talk to all manner of complete strangers about innocent and not so innocent topics. If you've heard the term ASL before, that's where it came from, because you always open by asking someone their age, sex, and location, and what you got in reply could wildly vary from user to user. One night, I see this username, DesertRoadsF18. I figured it's probably a girl around my age in the Southwest or Southeast, and given that I was still living in Texas at the time, I figured that I'd just hit her up. I was right about her being in the South, as she was apparently just over the state line in New Mexico. So that gave us something to talk about at first, but then as the conversation meandered on, things started getting more and more personal. She told me her name was Rose, duh, and that she needed someone to cheer her up. So I set about trying to do just that. I thought I'd done a pretty good job, and when she seemed sufficiently chipper again, I asked if she wanted to talk about whatever was making her blue. And that's when she tells me that she was sad because she had to drop out of college, but that she'd done so in order to take care of her mother, who was suffering from a very painful variety of terminal cancer. Honestly, that was just about the heaviest thing I'd heard at the time, and I thought her attitude to it was nothing short of incredible. Sure, it hurt to put her dreams on hold for a while, but it would be worth it to know that she'd been a dutiful daughter, as she phrased it. At one point, and I know this sounds crazy, but I asked if she needed me to send her any money. Honestly, it was just bait to see if the girl was some kind of scammer. I mean, I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb. And when she said no, that she'd never take money off of someone as sweet as me, direct quote, I was convinced that she was legitimate. And not just legit either, but maybe the sweetest, maybe most pure-hearted girl I'd ever come across. We talked for hours and hours about every little thing, all our passions and interests and hopes for the future. I think it was around 9 p.m. when I first sent her a message, and we didn't stop talking until just after 4 in the morning. It was that kind of intense, and I had butterflies in my stomach the whole time, especially after she sent me a picture of herself. She was gorgeous, and when I playfully accused her of being a catfish, she sent me a picture of her holding up her palm with my username and a rough heart drawn on it. I felt like the luckiest guy in the world. She was the kind of girl I'd be way too nervous to approach in real life, but as I mentioned, I had all that internet confidence on my side, and it seemed to have paid off massively. We kept on talking for like a whole 5 days afterwards, morning till night, getting more and more affectionate and romantic as the days went by. It got to the point where we discussed long-distance relationships, moving cities, if only for a short while. Like I said, it was that level of intense. I remember the pair of us being like, whoa, this is all going very quickly and we haven't even talked on the phone yet. So, to fix that, we agreed to a phone call the following evening. The plan was, I'd hit her up around the time we agreed, get her phone number, then we talk on the phone for a little while. I was very excited. In fact, I looked forward to it all day. All the crap I had to put up with at work, and it was an unusually high amount that day. And it was all just like water off the duck's back. None of it bothered me because after I clocked out, I'd get to go home and talk to Rose. The thing is, things didn't quite work out like that. I got home, got online, logged into IRC chat, but Rose's username was nowhere to be seen. No big deal, I thought. I'll just make some dinner and wait for her to come online. So, that's what I do. I make some food, take a shower, walk to the corner store to pick up some beers, but even once I'd gotten all that out of the way, there was still no sign of Rose. Around maybe 8 or 9 in the evening, I started to think that I was being stood up, and it's kind of embarrassing to remember how upset and anxious I'd actually got. But eventually my patience paid off, and the click of that chat notification sound had me running to my PC to find that Rose had sent me a message. She apologized for being late, saying it was typical that she'd get held up picking up medications on the one evening that she had something planned. I tell her it's no problem, and then she gives me a phone number to call. It was a 575 number, and I knew that was the area code for a bunch of New Mexico phone numbers, so it all matched up with the story that she'd given me thus far.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But then, she tells me that when I call, I'm to ask for Annie and not Rose. When I asked why that was, she told me that her full name was Roseanne, and that she'd always gone by Annie, a name she now loathed in favor of Rose. I did think that was kind of unusual, but it didn't put me off calling her in the slightest. She also told me that her uncle might answer the phone, so not to be alarmed or intimidated by some moody-sounding older man if he happened to pick up the call. I take this all in my stride, totally unquestioning, and when I was ready, I called the number. And just like Rose had said, a man with a very unfriendly tone answered the call. So, just as she told me to do so, I asked the guy if I could speak to Annie. And there was a long silence, and then the man asked, "Who is this?" I was honest with him. I told him I was friends with Annie and that she'd asked me to call her. Again, there was a long silence, then literally said the words, "If this is supposed to be a joke, sure as hell isn't a funny one." And then it was my turn to be silent for a few seconds as I tried to work out exactly what I'd done wrong. It definitely wasn't the wrong number. I'd been ultra careful in dialing the numbers, so it couldn't have been all that. And all I could think to do was just ask again, being polite as possible while apologizing for the confusion. The man seemed to relent a little, then explained that the confusion was entirely on my part. Annie couldn't have told me to call her that night because Annie was dead. The man then excused himself, sounding like he was choking back emotion as he did so, then he hung up. I'm not gonna lie, I was extremely freaked out at first. I didn't exactly think that I'd been talking to a ghost on IRC or anything dumb like that, but I was most definitely in a state of shock and confusion. I typed to Rose, "Are you sure you gave me the right number?" And after some time, she replied that she had indeed given me the wrong number, and apologized if it had caused any trouble. Me, like a total idiot, takes her apology at face value, even though there's this burning sensation in my head telling me that something is very wrong. I call the second number that she gives me, which again has a New Mexico area code, and as it rings, I realize I'm actually sweating from how nervous I am. I'm also literally praying that Rose isn't just ghosting me, and the longer the call rang for, the more and more beside myself I became. In the end, the call went to an answering machine, and the answering machine apparently belonged to the University of New Mexico's Adult Psychiatric Center. Things still didn't make sense, but they started to make a little more sense, if you get what I'm saying. If some kind of mental health issue was at play, I honestly thought that I could have looked past it. I really did like this girl that much, or at least I'd like the idea of that girl enough to look past it. But again, things didn't quite go as I planned them. When I asked Rose if she lived in the UNM's psych center, she simply replied, "Law." I thought this was her way of breaking the truth to me, so I launched into some line-by-line speech of how I didn't care and I was willing to look past it. And this was before the whole typing feature that modern direct messages apps employ, so I had no idea that Rose had been typing some big all-caps reply, probably from the moment I told her, "It's okay, I understand." I don't remember what it said word for word, but it was pretty nasty. In the most humiliating way possible, Rose told me that, well, there was no Rose, and that idiots like me were so stupid and lonely that we believe anything we're told. It went on and on like that, the most brutally insulting and demeaning things you can possibly dream up, and in the end, I just found myself asking, why? And do you know what this person said in reply? Because it's fun.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I guess this sounds kind of pathetic, but it hurt. It really hurt me. And I realized that there were people out there who got off on building up people's hopes, only to dash them when they least expected it. I'd rather they were a financial scammer, because at least they'd actually get something out of it. But going to all that trouble and effort of convincing me that Rose was real, and being satisfied with just knowing I was hurting. The existence of people like that is something that still downright terrifies me. A couple of years ago, when I was in between jobs, I moved into an apartment to save money. The apartment complex was beautiful. It was a smaller complex located right in the heart of a quiet and nestled community. Most of the residents in the complex were older folks that were retired and just didn't need the space of an entire house. When I was moving into the building, I noticed another young person like me watching from one of the windows. It was a beautiful girl, someone that personally I would consider to be out of my league. Unfortunately, my career didn't allow for much dating. After moving in, I noticed that often I would come or go from the parking lot and I would see the woman looking at me. I just assumed that she was nosy or something like that, and I didn't think for one second that she had any interest in me. Down the road from the complex was a grocery store that was very convenient to stop in on my way home from work. One afternoon after work, when I stopped in the store to grab some dinner, I ended up physically running into the girl who had been staring at me for a few days now, and I literally mean that we physically collided with each other. I was turning into an aisle with my head on my phone and she was walking out of the aisle. In a nervous voice, she said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm just an idiot sometimes." I started to say it was okay, but stopped when I realized who it was. Once everything clicked, I said, "Hey, are you the girl that lives in my building?" She started to smile and blush, and then said, "Yeah, that's me." I'm usually the one who gets nervous and blushes uncontrollably in these kinds of situations, so it was nice that the heat was on someone else for a change. She made some comments about her stupid cheeks turning red, and I responded by telling her that in high school, my friends used to call me a cherry pie because my face was always red. We both laughed as I diffused the tension. We made small talk for a little while, right there in the store, and then that evolved into a real conversation. Finally, I worked up the courage to ask if she wanted to come over for dinner tonight since we were practically neighbors. She smiled and looked thrilled by the offer. She accepted and said that she would be over at around 7, and we exchanged numbers and went about our shopping. I was so excited and nervous about my date with this very attractive neighbor that I had. I realized that I only had about an hour to clean my apartment and get ready. I hadn't had a real date since my freshman year of college, over 4 years ago, so I was admittedly a train wreck in my mind. I even remember while I was cleaning the apartment, I got a text from her that said, "I can't wait for tonight," with a heart. Before I knew it, it was 7, and she was knocking on my door. The first several hours were amazing. We talked, ate dinner, had some wine, and just had a great evening. I felt like this was my first real adult date, and I was proud of how it was unfolding. Late in the evening, I was ready for bed. And this was a weeknight, and I had to work the next day, and I could tell that she wanted to stay, but I made it clear that I wasn't ready for anything further than this. She was understanding, and we said goodnight at around 11 p.m. When I walked her to her door, which sat about 30 feet from my door, I kissed her goodnight, and she smiled. I walked inside my apartment with an overwhelming feeling of joy and happiness. I woke up at around 3 a.m. that morning just to use the bathroom, and I noticed something weird as I walked into the hall. In the light that was shining under the door to my apartment was a shadow, like someone was standing in front of my door. I figured it was my tired eyes just playing tricks on me, so I didn't worry too much. After the bathroom, when I walked by the door again, I noticed that the obstruction to the light was still there. I quietly went over to the door and looked through the peephole in the door, and standing right outside my door was the girl that I had just shared an entire evening with. She looked like she was mumbling something under her breath, but I wasn't sure. If I ever look through one of those holes, they're not very clear sometimes. So I watched for a few seconds and she didn't move at all. I snuck back into my room and grabbed my phone. I made sure that it was silent and went back to the door, and I texted her phone and said, "Hey, I can't sleep, but I just wanted to let you know that I had a great time tonight." Seconds later, she grabbed her phone from her pocket, and with no expression on her face, she responded with, "Me too," with an exclamation point. "Can't wait to see you again." I waited for a moment and then sent another text that said, "I'm surprised you're awake. What are you up to?" Her response turned the butterflies in my stomach to stone when she responded with, "Oh, just laying in bed, watching Netflix." I couldn't understand why she was standing there and lying about it. I didn't respond to her text right away. I had no idea what to say to this woman or how to approach a situation like this. While I was thinking of something to say, she texted me again, this time saying, "If you want, I can come back. Or you can come here." The text was followed by a bunch of emojis. I started to type a response but kept deleting whatever I typed. While I was typing, she texted me again and said, "You have nothing to be afraid of." And that text hit me differently for some reason. I finally sent a simple text that just read, "Thanks for the offer, but I'm really tired." I looked through the hole as she read the message, and still, with no expression on her face, she put the phone back in her pocket and looked right at the peephole. I knew she couldn't see me, but the horror that I felt when I sort of made eye contact with the woman through the door was almost indescribable. The look on her face was not the same look I had just admired that evening prior. Her eyes looked cold, and I have no idea what her intentions were, but I just felt like they weren't good. I know I'm not good at dating, but I do know standing outside someone's door in the middle of the night motionless is not normal behavior. I decided to text her one last time and said, "Hey, did you hear anything funny in the hall? I thought I heard a knock on my door." This was my poor attempt to try and fish something out of her, or at least elicit some reaction. She looked at the text for a minute, then back at the peephole with her cold eyes, as if though she knew I was there. And without moving from her position, she texted me one last time that said, "You're a smart boy. Very smart. Sleep tight." She put her head back down, and after about 5 minutes of just standing there, she turned around and went back to her apartment. She looked like she had something tucked in the back of her pants, but looking through the peephole, this could have just been my imagination, so I wasn't sure. I texted her the next day and she never responded. Even though she lived a few doors down, I never did run into her again. I left a note for her one time and slipped it under her door and still never heard from her. I never told the apartment management because I didn't really think anything could be done. It was an unnerving and terrifying experience for me, but I had no proof other than a few text messages that didn't show anything legal or really make any sense. I never saw her again, which is insane considering that I lived at this apartment for 6 months after this experience. The curtains were always shut when I would get home from work, and I never crossed paths with her in the hallway. Now, I know the story isn't your typical, oh god, I'm gonna die story, but to put yourself in my shoes, I guarantee you wouldn't want to be me. The memory of that look in her eyes still haunts me to this day. Friends have always joked with me that she probably was just looking for some adult companionship, but I promise you this was different. Be careful out there because you never know what kind of intentions people have deep down.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.